Welcome to the Happiness Happens podcast. I'm Simona Costantini, blogger, storyteller, and life enthusiast. Each week, I will bring you an idea, guest, or positive thought to help inspire you to create happiness and live on purpose. We decide the stories we tell ourselves and where we choose to invest our energy. It's time to cultivate a positive mind for a positive, more meaningful life. I'm so grateful you popped in. Now let's get started. So we meet again on another episode on the Happiness Happens podcast. I'm so excited that you're here. I'm excited every week when you come back and you listen and we get to chat and we get to talk about really fun things. It makes me super, super happy. Something so exciting happened this week, and it was that I received as a gift the very first merch for the Happiness Happens podcast. It was a black V-neck t-shirt and it has the logo of the show on it. And it was a gift from my fiance for our anniversary, which was so touching and so heartwarming because it really made me feel like, you know, no matter what I'm doing in this world, I always have his support. And even though he might not understand exactly what I'm doing and why I'm doing it, he's still there to be supportive and, you know, wants to see all of my dreams come true and, you know, really wants me to be happy in this life. So I think that when we get to find a partner who is so willing to support us, it's a blessing because they're not all like that. And, you know, we don't always get to meet people like this and have them in our lives. So very, very, very important. Very, very, very exciting. I'm curious, though, if you would be interested in any Happiness Happens podcast merch. I was thinking of so many different things, definitely shirts. I was thinking mugs with, you know, cute sayings on them, that kind of stuff. And I think it'd be really cool. I think it'd be really, really fun. And I think it just adds a little something extra to the show, which makes it even more exciting. So if you are a fan of this idea and if it's something that you would love to see, you have to tell me because otherwise I will never know. So pop into my Instagram, send me a DM, send me a message, tell me if this is something that you'd be interested in. And, you know, if anything, I think it could be great, you know, as a thank you gift for coming onto the show. So if you know anyone that you would love to see on the episodes or anyone you want me to interview, definitely share it with me because I'm always looking to bring on the most wonderful people and to bring you the most value and the most, you know, exciting conversations that'll really, really help impact your lives. That is the goal. Now, one of the other things I wanted to talk about this week that's kind of been heavy on my heart is that I want to talk about what happens when we've made all this progress and then we get a slight moment that makes us revert back to how we used to be, old ways of being, old ideologies, old thoughts, old words, old ways of being, old everything, old us, if you will. Because I found that this happened to me this week and it was so frustrating because I was in the moment and it was happening and I was like, man, like I really don't want to be like this anymore. Like this is not who I am as a person. Like I am not someone who brings people down. I'm just not. You know, I'm not the type of person that's going to want to sit there and, you know, gossip. I just don't care. And I don't want to make people, you know, feel bad or bring people down or say things about people that I don't mean. And I'm not saying that all of those things happened this week, definitely not. But just to iterate the point that sometimes in life we are presented with situations. And so after reflecting on all of this, I've realized that we are only able to do as much as we know. And I think it's really important to remember this because we can be very hard on ourselves as humans. And when we're hard on ourselves for things that are out of our control, it can bring some really negative, you know, reactions. The thing is, though, we only know what we know, and we're presented with situations that test us based on where we are in our current lives right now. So it's kind of the same idea as like, you don't get stuff that isn't meant for you right now and something will be meant for you in future and it's coming your way. You get things when you're ready for them and when you're ready to accept them. So it's kind of the same idea as that, that we are who we are and we've made a lot of progress and maybe we've done a lot of work and we've put in the effort, but it's acknowledging that it's not only a one-time thing, that it's a lifelong thing to continuously grow, to continuously evolve, and to continuously be making moves that'll better our lives. But at the same time, we're human and we can slip up and we can make mistakes and we can sometimes do things that we're not proud of. But I think it's really important to remember that sometimes we do these things not because we want to, but sometimes because old us is trying to sort of fight back in there and be like, hey, do you remember me? Let me back in, you know? But it's up to us to realize that we have moved on from that and we are greater than that now. And we don't need to sit in that unhappiness and all of those emotions and anger and, you know, jealousy and all of that. We don't need to sit in that anymore because you're at a point now, maybe you're not, but you may be at a point right now where that isn't doing anything for you anymore. And so ultimately it's that who we are and what we do in this exact moment is what we are meant to be doing in this exact moment. And we can make mistakes and we can have slip ups and we can do things that don't exactly resonate with who we are now. But the important thing is to acknowledge what it is that you did that doesn't resonate with you and the current person that you are and how you've evolved. And what can you do to change it? What will you do differently next time? What will you take away from the situation and what will you learn? What will you apply to future you and to your future so that you don't make that same mistake again? Every day we're going to be presented with choices, decisions, situations that test us, people that don't understand us, expectations that are unrealistic. The list goes on and on and on and on and on. The key, though, is to always make sure that you are showing up as the person that you want to be. You're responding with the passion and the clarity that you've worked so hard to build. And acknowledging those little moments for what they are and those slip-ups for what they are. And sometimes we have to sit in them, and that's okay too. Sometimes we have to sit in something to be able to get over it. And sometimes we might need more than just 5 seconds to get over something. And sometimes we need to work through things and it takes longer than we want it to. And that can be really frustrating. But if you're in a situation that you need to sit through right now, you have to remember who you are also. Are you the person that's going to go and talk and be dramatic and say all of these things when you're angry? Or are you going to choose to be the person, the bigger person that you are now, and be angry and sit in that feeling in those moments and sit in that anger, but also have gratitude for that moment and understand what is it teaching you? What are you learning? What is the lesson here? There's always a lesson in everything that we do. And it's up to us to find out what that lesson is. But we might not find out today. We might not find out tomorrow. Maybe not next week. Or maybe not even a year from now or five. But eventually we'll look back and we'll understand, oh, that's exactly why that situation happened. So X, Y, and Z could happen. So it's all about having a little bit of faith, right? Always making sure that we have something to hold on to. Always making sure that our faith is strong and that we believe that there's more, and welcoming abundance. And I think something that's really good for this is I am statements. If you've never done an I am statement before, it's really, really easy. You literally just say, I am whatever it is you want to be. So I am happy. I am grateful. I am abundant. I am smart. I am deserving of a great job. I am deserving of a career that's fulfilling and full of passion and purpose. I love to help people. I want to help people. I deserve to help people. You know what I mean? All of those I am statements, all of those wonderful things that we throw into the universe and the universe brings back to us. So I feel like this is a bit of a mashup of all of the different things that have kind of been going on in my head this week. I started a new business coaching program this week, and I'm in the course. Like, I'm not running the course, I'm in the course. And there's 6 of us in total. And it's so exciting because I get to learn from 6 other people while we all build our businesses up together, which is so exciting. I can't even say that word so many times because I'm just so excited. What I love so much about this, though, is it helps bring clarity and it helps bring accountability to what we're doing, right? Like, we have to be accountable. I'm the type of person that needs someone to hold me accountable to things. So if it's that I'm developing a coaching program, hint, hint, nudge, nudge, get excited. Or if it's that I'm developing, a 21-day program, also hint and nudge and exciting. Or if I'm developing something completely different, which you might have to wait and see what it is, I need to be held accountable for that. And I think that also accountability goes into what I was saying earlier. Having people around you who can hold you accountable for your actions or for who you're being in a moment where you shouldn't be like that, for example. You know, if you're doing something and reverting back to how you used to be, having someone who can hold you accountable is extremely important, because those are the people who help bring perspective back into your life and help make you see that, you know what, we don't need to be going down this route right now. Let's just take 5 minutes, bring it back in, and reassess the situation. And sometimes it might not be a person, but sometimes we need to remove ourselves from a situation and we need to go and do a workout. We need to go for a walk. We need to leave our phones away for a bit, or we just need to sit and read a book or sit with someone and vent it out. There's so many different things that you can do, and it's all about being mindful of how you want to do it, what kind of energy you want to put out into the world, and what do you want to be remembered for? How do you want to be remembered that you showed up? How do you want to be remembered that you reacted to something? Are you reacting level-headed, or are you reacting out of emotion? So anyways, I hope this is really helpful for you as you go into your week this week, because I'm sure at some point you might face some challenges here and there. I know there's nuggets of information in here that you'll be able to take and apply into your life straight away, which makes me super, super excited. I am so happy that you're here, and I would truly appreciate if you could share this episode with somebody who you know needs this message, because we all know that somebody does. And it's when we share the messages with different people that we allow them to experience growth, that we allow them to experience abundance, and we bring them value to their lives. So by sharing this episode, you could actually be helping someone significantly who might be experiencing something in this realm that you don't even know about yet. So I say you should share this episode, because I would be so grateful. And when you do, you have to tag me so that I can see. I want to see all the amazing conversations that are happening online. I want to see all the great, great, great things that you're talking about. I want to see how you're feeling impacted and what is leaving a mark on you and what makes your heart happy, because that makes me so happy to know. And so with that, everyone, take the time for yourself this week. Show up as the person that you're meant to be. Be everything that you say you are. And I'm going to leave you with a quote, because I love this quote so much. It's, be the person your dog thinks you are. And when you think about it, your dog thinks that you're like salt of the earth, the best person ever. So be that person that if your dog could see who you are and exactly how you are in every single situation, behind closed doors, inside your head, and out in person, be that number one that you think your animal would want you to be the most. Which is typically super loving, super kind, super honest, super empathetic, super lovely all around. And with that, everyone, have a wonderful week, and I will see you next week for a super fun interview. Cannot wait for you to hear this one. It's going to be amazing. So until then, have a wonderful, super inspired week, and I will talk to you later. Thanks so much for being here today. I hope these words have brought you inspiration, insight, and a bit more happiness. Please leave a comment or a review if this episode resonates with you. I would be so grateful. Until next time, remember that happiness happens when you're least expecting it.